from KQED.
Parents interested in taking over failing local schools, a court ruling quietly released last week is huge news. Nearly three-fourths of the sixth graders at Desert Trails Elementary in the Mojave Desert can't read or do math at grade level. So a group of parents tried to engage California's parent trigger law, only the second attempt of its kind. Their local school board rejected the petition, but its reasoning has been struck down by a judge. The California Report's education reporter Anna Tintakalis has more.
Desert Trails Elementary in the Adelanto Unified School District is one of the state's lowest performing schools. So about a year ago, a group of mothers decided to take matters into their own hands and form their own union with the help of Parent Revolution, an LA-based nonprofit group. Parent union leader Doreen Diaz.
If we don't change the school, we're condemning our kids to a bad future. We're condemning them to drop out of high school. We're condemning them to prison time if we don't make that change.
The three-year-old parent trigger law allows parents with kids at bad schools to force drastic reforms through a petition process. California was the first state to enact the law, but it's never been fully implemented due to legal challenges from school districts. In Adelanto, parents clashed with teacher union leaders and district officials. The school board ultimately rejected their petition because some moms and dads allegedly wanted to rescind their signatures after the document was submitted to the district. But on Friday, Superior Court Judge Steve Malone ordered the district to accept the petition as is within 30 days. And he says the parent group can begin interviewing charter school operators to take over. Ben Austin, the man behind Parent Revolution, says this sends a clear message to school districts not to mess with parents and the petition process.
The status quo is fundamentally broken, and we are not going to be able to fundamentally change the status quo by doing the same thing over and over and over again.
The Adelanto School Board plans to discuss the ruling, but the board president says he will recommend an appeal. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tintakalis.